Hi and welcome to the Be Exec podcast series. I'm James Cashmore and I'll be your host for the next 20 minutes or so. The aim of Be Exec is to focus on different business challenges, then to bring on experts that can provide some clear insights about ways that those challenges can be addressed. So therefore, the podcast is really for business executives that want to learn more about the business pain that they might be facing without the sales pitch that usually comes along with it. I hope all of our listeners get some real value from this podcast and welcome any suggestions about topics of interest or, of course, just generally ways that we can improve. Enjoy. With me today is Brett Ruwalt from Qmetrics. Brett is the CEO and founder and director of Qmetrics. Thanks for joining us today, Brett.
Pleasure.
I guess what I'd say is that the people that are going to be listening to this podcast are really finance executives and probably senior executives within organizations. Maybe you could just tell our audience a little bit about you and sort of how you got into this industry.
Yeah, look, I've got an accounting background, Bachelor of Business, and am a CPA as well. I spent 10 years in the Office of Finance when I first started out in my career, in financial control, management accounting, and so on. Like a lot of people still today, heavily using Excel spreadsheets to do a lot of the day-to-day management of the business, particularly budgeting and planning, forecasting and reporting and board packs and so on. I changed tack in my career and decided to consult in the space of implementing powerful technology solutions that can help transform the Office of Finance, and I've been doing that for the last 20 years very much enjoy what I do.
Okay, so tell me, why was Qmetrics then formed, and what problem were you really trying to solve for organisations?
Yeah, sure. Look, Qmetrics was founded 8 years ago, and when myself and three other like-minded consultants founded the business. In terms of problems that we're trying to solve, essentially is focusing in that area of what we call corporate performance management, which covers the process around budgeting and forecasting and business planning generally, as well as reporting and business intelligence. So that's the area that we sort of focus on in our business, and we are quite often engaged with the Office of Finance within our client base, because they're ultimately the ones that are responsible for budgeting and forecasting and reporting within their businesses. That's where we're at in terms of Qmetrics.
Okay, and so talk to me about the organisations typically that you work with. I mean, we're going to have a lot of finance people listening to this podcast, and I guess I want you to articulate what's some of the pain that these businesses are experiencing.
Absolutely. What we find, and even still to this day, it amazes me the amount of large businesses that we come across that are still running spreadsheets for critical functions around the budgeting, forecasting, and reporting within their business. And if it's not spreadsheets, it's old legacy systems that are quite cumbersome, inflexible, and difficult to use and maintain. So when we see that, we're not surprised, but there's examples of the typical business pain that we solve. I guess, first of all, we quite often see finance teams aggregating and transposing data or collating worksheets from across the business. And that is obviously focused around forecasting processes or reporting processes. And that's a waste of time for highly paid finance staff. They really should be involved in higher value tasks such as analysing results or being a strategic partner to the rest of the business. So what we do essentially can improve that productivity in the Office of Finance and more broadly across the business with some of those finance related tasks, but also to reduce cycle times in reporting and forecasting as well. So that's one example of a pain point. I think also quite often, and this is getting more to the detail, but when you're trying to build a budget or a plan for your business around revenue or expense drivers, quite often that can be quite complex because, for example, with revenue modelling, you might need to do that across multiple dimensional aspects such as product, customer, brand and region over time. And spreadsheets are only two-dimensional and really can't cater for that sort of dimensionality in revenue planning. So what we're able to do is provide that ability to forecast out, you know, revenue scenarios using historical trends across multiple dimensions and sometimes using a top-down approach as well. And, you know, that's extremely valuable, you know, for businesses to be able to model at that appropriate level of granularity with ease. And finally, probably the third business pain, which is another example, is really just that businesses not having that single source of truth for their financial and performance related data. You know, quite often we see key information spread across multiple Excel files or buried in source transactional systems, and it's not easy to collate that information. So what we do is provide that single platform, which is essential for high performing finance teams. So, you know, having accurate and complete information on call in today's business environment is a necessity. It's not a luxury, and that's what we can do. So they're just a few examples, and there's many more I could go through, but that's probably a few that are worth mentioning.
Yeah, really interesting. And I guess from a functional or a department level, I mean, these department heads must be exacerbated at the amount of work potentially they've got to do and how long it takes them to get the information, which then rolls up into finance.
Yeah,
probably got accuracy issues and some others. Do you see that sort of pain as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, spreadsheets are, you know, is a fantastic tool, but it has to be used fit for purpose, and we're never going to eliminate the use of spreadsheets, but we can certainly ensure that the use is curtailed to appropriate levels. And what we can do as part of involving the rest of the business in budgeting and forecasting practices is to ensure that they're no longer having to use spreadsheets and email them around the organisation or back to finance where they have to be collated. We can have a platform whereby everyone can be contributing to their forecast in real time and having all that roll up and consolidate so that finance are really just reviewing the outcomes of those forecasts and also some appropriate workflow around that process, and also designing some step-by-step planning guide for each of those department managers, because finance isn't their forte usually, so making it as easy as possible for them to follow the process and contribute to the forecast and ensure they own that forecast at the end of the day rather than just having it dictated to them by finance.
Interesting. I guess you'd also find, just speaking to businesses generally, Brett, that, you know, a lot of them are scared of new projects or they think it's going to take a really long time to implement sort of solutions within their organisations that will solve these types of things. What should, you know, people that are senior in finance and business owners, what should they know about the alternative solutions that might be available to them than, you know, their current email out for spreadsheets and using their legacy systems?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're not reinventing the wheel. We implement two leading technologies in the corporate performance management space, and they both of those have substantial global global customer bases. And what we do is we essentially sit down with the business and understand their key requirements and pain points, and we will make a recommendation to them as to what technology we think is the best fit for them. And of course, there are several choices in the marketplace that people can review, and ultimately, no solution is 100% perfect fit. Technology is just one important aspect of the decision, and really, from our perspective, it's about how we can engage with our clients to ensure that they get a successful outcome, whichever technology choice they go with. And we have our team of finance qualified, very well experienced. We have a methodology that's proven, and we deliver on what we promise. And we've worked across a number of industries and a number of different company sizes, both small, medium, large, and we get some great outcomes for them.
And where do you see the most ideal fit for this type of a solution? Where's the biggest pain? Is it that sort of 20 to 300 million sort of turnover space, Brett, or is it larger or smaller than that?
Yeah, look, I mean, typically it is in that. That's probably our sweet spot, is that $20 to $300 million mark. As I said in the intro, that we're amazed at how many businesses of that size, even if you're a $20 million business, to be running on a spreadsheet, there's better ways of doing it. So we certainly enjoy working with businesses in that sweet spot, and we've got some great outcomes for them. And importantly, if you're a business that's growing, you pretty quickly outgrow your spreadsheets. And quite often that's the reason why some of these businesses are still on spreadsheets, is because they started off small and the spreadsheets were okay, but they no longer cut it.
So, Brett, maybe you can share, based on what you just said there, what are sort of some of the problems that you effectively solve for businesses?
Yeah, look, there's a number, but let's pick up a few examples. One example is from a forecasting perspective, the ability for an executive to make quick decisions or respond to a change in market conditions. An example of that might be for example, a competitor start selling products directly in competition to one of your key market segments. You need to be able to understand, well, what is the impact going to be of that new competitor? So using the solutions that we implement, you can pretty quickly model out a few different scenarios around what is the impact on profit, cash flow, be able to understand, well, how do we counter that threat? Maybe reduce the price of our product and try and kill off the competitor. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to know, well, what's the impact to our business from a cash flow perspective as well. So having models within the business that you can tweak to make those assessments, and then carry out or make a decision based on facts rather than just gut feel, it is vitally important.
If an organisation's listening to this and they're still using spreadsheets or potentially legacy systems, and they think to themselves, look, I really like to maybe see what Brett and Q-Metrics might be able to do to assist and help us, what does that process kind of look like from their organisation, and what do they need to know, and how long does that process really take?
Yeah, so essentially what we would do is do a bit of a scoping workshop with key finance stakeholders, and it may include other stakeholders within the business as well. And that process doesn't have to be a lengthy one. It typically is a half a day. And what we do is we start to look at the main drivers of revenue, expense and profitability within that business, and their existing processes around budgeting and planning. If we're going to undertake a project, we're not about replicating the existing state. within that business, because that's not going to solve the pain points. So what we do is we start to challenge some of the assumptions around how they're budgeting and forecasting. We might look at exploring alternatives. We might suggest, well, hey, maybe you need to be doing that at a more granular level, or maybe that needs to be more of a higher level, because we know the capability of the technologies we implement, and we can help them sort of understand what some key value drivers of investing are, and how we can enhance the planning capability within that business. And clearly, there's some key project success factors that we'd want to explore, and that might involve getting the wider business involved in forecasting. It might involve doing rolling forecasting instead of quarterly reforecasting. So there's a number of ways we can drive real value there. Another option is maybe doing a fully integrated three-way profit, loss, cash flow and balance sheet that may not be done at the moment because it's too hard. So that's what's involved from the outset. And then to actually deploy what we call a foundation solution, it could be 4 weeks, it could be 6 weeks, it could be 8 weeks, but they're not huge investments from a time perspective, from our perspective, or from the client's perspective either.
And I guess what you're basically saying is you could also stage that if you wanted to. You maybe want to take on the things that you feel are giving you the most pain across departments and through finance first, and then you may actually then just add on, sort of different functions and features that will actually unlock more potential for the business. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we do encourage a phased approach, and the reason for that is that it's important not to bite off too much. There's some really quick wins we can get by leveraging technology in this space, but it's important to sort of say, let's try and deliver some basics. Let's get some value delivered. Have the business understand where we're heading with this. They get comfortable with the technology, and they understand the value add it provides, and basically we map out what the process needs to look like in terms of multiple phases. So we might have another couple of phases within 12 months or 2 years after the initial deployment, and that might focus on other areas that we see where we can deliver value. But typically we'd map that out in the initial scoping session, and have some high level objectives around longer term deliverables as well.
And once implemented, Brett, what typically do you see from the stakeholders in the business? After you've gone through this exercise, put in the solution, what's the feedback that they provide to you?
Yeah, well, we quite often see jubilation and relief. So it's amazing the sort of feedback we get after their first forecasting cycle or month-end reporting cycle. The examples are people telling us they've got their life back, or it's our first stress-free month-end cycle that we've gone through. So these are the sorts of comments we're getting back. And clearly for finance people, they're at the core of the benefits. And those finance teams can then start to partner with the business because they're freed up to do this more value-adding task. So that's probably the one of the key things we notice. But then obviously over time, as that solution gets embedded, there's a number of other benefits that we see.
And what about in terms of cost or efficiency savings and benefits that an organization would get moving away from their current processes to something you might implement for them? What do you generally see?
Yeah, look, all businesses are different in terms of what they get out of it, but from our perspective, we typically see a 30 to 50% increase in productivity in the Office of Finance, and that's based on what those guys were previously doing in terms of their manual hack work in Excel. So we see a significant increase in productivity there. And more broadly, probably an increase in productivity across the wider business when they're involved in their forecasting and reporting activities. We certainly see greater accountability for plans across the wider business because those department heads and contributors are more engaged in the process because they've got a much better process and tool to work with. And we also typically see a 50 to 70% reduction in budgeting, forecasting and reporting cycles. So that's all good. And then, visibility and insight is delivered to executives and key decision makers. And again, they can change course based on facts because they're getting real access to up-to-date information, which is accurate, and they can explore and drill down and understand the details sitting behind that. So I guess just as a final point, look, every business we work with, we deliver significant return on investment. The payback is usually within the first 12 months, but we're obviously happy to explore the potential financial benefits before embarking on any such initiative with our prospect anyway.
Cool. Okay. And if there's a finance or a finance executive or an owner or a board member that's currently working in an organisation, today and they want to reach out, I guess just reach out to you directly and go to qmetrics.com.au to be able to find out a bit more information. Is there anything else that you'd like just to add to our listeners today and in maybe making them more aware of some of the things that you might be able to do to assist or how to engage with you?
The process from our perspective is, we love to work with businesses that see the potential in these sort of initiatives and understand that there's a little bit of an investment at the start, but the rewards are there. And we see ourselves as long-term partners with any particular client that we work with, and we're in there for the long haul. And it's important for us that for any particular project we're involved in is that we deliver what we say we're going to deliver. I guess in terms of helping a business decide if they're a fit with us, we can work through and go through that initial discussion take things from there. But certainly we've had a lot of success delivering great outcomes for all our clients, and we'd love to explore potential options with our listeners.
Great. Brett Woolwald, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it. I look forward to sharing this with a number of businesses right across Australia and New Zealand. And again, if anyone would like to reach out to Brett directly, please do so. He's available at qmetrics.com.au. His phone number and other contact details are there. Thanks very much for your time, Brett.
Thanks, James.